You're on Mornings with Nadia Mitsopoulos on ABC Radio Perth.
I want to talk to you about the Cultural Centre, and I wonder if you've been there lately. You may have noticed, if you have, that the Art Gallery of WA, well, the entrance of it has been boarded up, and you might have noticed peeking out above the wetlands is a giant glass elevator. Well, after years of planning, the much-touted gallery rooftop, which is called Elevate, is finally open, and it's open to you, complete with a 360-degree view and a very impressive sculpture park. Well, arts correspondent Jo Trilling, she's been up there. It officially opens today, and she has spoken to the director of the art gallery, Colin Walker.
I couldn't be more excited, a bit tired. It's been quite a journey, but I think what people will see, they'll be absolutely delighted with it. I know I am.
We've had a look upstairs. It is light-filled. You can literally see 360 degrees around. You look out one window and there is the city skyline. You can see the hills. Quite a change.
It's just a completely different perspective. I think what's most fantastic about it is that you feel as though you're part of a really important cultural place. And I think any visitors, wherever they may come, they will just feel this sense of being somewhere quite special. And surrounded by the types of art that we've put on the rooftop itself, the magnificent Christopher Peace work, which is one of the finest pieces of public art in Australia by any definition. You'll be able to get really great shots of 500 people enjoying themselves on the roof with Christopher Peace, with the city as the backdrop, and then you turn the camera around, and as you say, you've got the hills, the Matagalla Bridge that you can see, you've got the backdrop of the new museum. It really is going to be quite a special place up there.
And it was something that the architect of this Brutalist building that was built in 1979, Charles Sarakowski, always planned. He wanted people up there.
Absolutely. The idea was always to reflect what goes on in the cultural centre, but on the rooftop as well. So it feels really connected to the ground. It sort of completes every level of the gallery in a way that it's never been done before. And what I particularly like about the feel of it, the people certainly will not be used to, is just the amount of light that cascades in. Not just the light, but from each of the different levels, you get a slightly different perspective of where you are in the city. So it does change completely how the gallery feels, and that was, of course, one of the main objectives when we started the project.
I remember when I first spoke to you about your plans for the gallery, something that was really important to you was to make it more welcoming.
You're right in what you said there, which is we really want this to be a space for everybody, where you feel as though you can just pop in for 2 minutes, you can just grab a drink, grab a new bit of merch for anybody who wants to buy anything in the in the shop, because we've done lots of great new merch, or if you want to get a drink, or if you want to attend one performing arts, or if you really want to dig down deep into the visual art. It's really important that we offer something for everybody. We've opened up the reception so it doesn't feel quite like
a Soviet era
type welcome. And it's now full of people. It feels
light.
It feels large. You feel as though you're part of a community experience. And I think that was really important to try to achieve.
Let's talk about upstairs, because one of the first things people will notice that looks radically different is, of course, this giant elevator.
Yep.
That takes you to the rooftop. It juts out. I guess the best way to place it is over the wetland area that adjoins the gallery.
Yeah, I love it because it looks like it always belonged there. It was so well designed by the architects. It feels as though it was always meant to be. I like the little skybridge walk as you come through as well. So we set it off the building to give a little bit of an entry experience in and of itself. And then because you can walk right the way around, they'll be able to be attracted to the sculptures to the right, to the sculptures to the left. And then they eventually land at that absolutely wonderful city view.
I'm speaking to Colin Walker, the director of the Art Gallery of WA. Colin, something that was really important to you in the planning of this was the lighting of the gallery and the use of new media. What have you achieved there?
We've changed literally every light downstairs and just outside in the undercroft as well, because we need and want that place to work of a nighttime as well. All about trying to humanise the building for people so they just feel as though they can get the building out of the way and focus on the art itself. Everything has been designed to just make you feel as though you're in a place where you feel as though once you're in, you absolutely can enjoy yourself and take whatever you want from the experience.
And take photos of the artwork.
I would hope so. And of themselves, and then post them.
Colin, on to the art itself. A huge celebration of West Australian art with your exhibition, The View From Here. 230 artists. A real commitment to the art of WA.
It's really important. We've got such a large talent base, and the reason for doing a celebration of so many artists is that people can just come. It's like a magazine. People can come in and they can see the things that they like. They can flick through to the ones that they don't, and then eventually over time we will go deeper into different parts of the WA artist scene and WA artists. We are a powerhouse of talent, and I'm hoping that people will get a sense of just the breadth of that talent through experiencing what is the largest ever exhibition of Western Australian art that we've done.
And the centrepiece is Collective Ground, 60 works from First Nations artists.
It's a remarkable exhibition in many ways. When COVID hit, it's hard to remember back when it first hit and everything closed down for a period, we felt as though we immediately needed to do something for the community, so we purchased works from every one of the Aboriginal art centres and from individual Aboriginal artists where there wasn't a centre, and we've taken a selection of those and put those into a really standard out exhibition at the centre of the gallery. It's not the only Aboriginal experience. We've got the wonderful new Aboriginal gallery downstairs, which we moved from the smallest gallery space to one of the largest. And there's an absolutely stunning piece from the artist Tommy May. We've commissioned him to do this fabulous sculptural piece. Then we've got Tyrone on the front. Then we've got Chris Peace, of course, on the rooftop.
You've also got the work of Sarah Barber, who grew up in Perth. She has got a huge following on social media, but will her work resonate with more traditional audiences, do you think?
Well, that's the test. I really don't know, and that's the joy of putting on these types of exhibitions. For all I know, the traditional audiences may well they will be sending letters in, but you've got to have the conversation. You can't really shy away from this. If we don't try to stimulate some kind of discussion, then what are we here for ultimately?
On audience, building an audience is still a challenge. Any blockbuster exhibitions in the planning?
I think, well, we've got a blockbuster exhibition. December, we've got Everpresence, which is an absolutely massive exhibition with the National Gallery of Australia. We've got round about 170 works coming in for that, including a really significant commission from Jonathan Jones. And then coming into the new year, we've got Tracks We Share Contemporary Art from the Pilbara. I'm really keen that we show our own work and export it, because we've got the exhibitions, we've got the talent, we've got the stories.
Just finally, Colin, what do you think this means to the cultural centre? There have always been issues.
Well, you've got to offer reasons for people to stay first and foremost. The more people that stay, the safer this place feels. The safer this place feels, more people start to come.
That was Jo Trilling, and she was speaking to the director of the Art Gallery of WA, Colin Walker, about the new rooftop space. It's called Elevate, open to the public, so go check it out.
You're tuned in to The Morning Program with Nadia Mitsopoulos.
ABC Radio Perth and WA.